Last week we talked about the three types of friends that every creative needs. And one of those friends was the mean one, the friend that gives you honest feedback, the feedback that really helps you to do and be better. Yes, you've got to have that. But what happens without that feedback? What if you are left to your own devices? What does your creative work unleashed look like? That is the topic on today's episode of Video Production Daily. What does your own art look like? Creativity unleashed. Both of those sound not like clickbait, but like a motivational speaker, and that's not what I'm hoping to accomplish today. What I am hoping to accomplish is to consider what your art would look like without that feedback. Now, we know that feedback is important, especially when the art that you're creating is not for you, it's for an audience. And so it's important to understand what is going to be critical for an audience to get out of your piece of art. I'm creating this episode because of an observation that I've made about other creatives. And as I was thinking about it, I realized the observation holds true for myself as well. And it might just hold the key to unlocking a certain amount of creative potential within all of us. Now, feedback is such an incredible part of the creative process and such a necessary part. All of us work in environments when you're doing professional work where you're going to receive feedback, and hopefully it's going to make the art better. Because we receive so much feedback, it's very seldom that you get the opportunity to pursue a piece of your own art without mixing it with someone else's ideas and creating what is ultimately group work. Understanding the constraints of what our stakeholders want is part of the art and science of creating media. It's a dance that we need to dance, and I would never seek to persuade people from getting that feedback, engaging in that dance, and delivering media that people need. But the open-ended question for you is, when was the last time you pursued a piece of art that didn't require that feedback and wasn't engaged in that back-and-forth dance, something that was uniquely yours, 100% your art? This idea is being brought to you today by a friend of mine who recently left a very well-known brand as a creative director to go and pursue a startup, his very own creative dream, and make art that is self-directed. You would know and recognize the work that he did for a brand because you know the brand. The work that he's done independently of that brand is stunning and in so many ways better. It's interesting for me to observe what he's been able to create and just acknowledge that his work that is untethered from feedback and demands of stakeholders is very different than the work that he was creating when he was working for a brand. Both exceptional work, but very different. And it made me wonder, when was the last time that I saw my own art that hadn't been tampered with? It brought me back to a project I did over a decade ago where I was the producer of a dance exercise DVD, Mamba, Dance Like a Man. It was a comedy exercise. And as the producer, I was completely unhinged, able to do whatever I wanted, and the outcome ended up having a lot of my own personality in it, a lot of my own desires. Even though there were so many people that worked on the project, I felt very tightly and closely aligned to the outcome. I've also undergone this creative pursuit of creating Video Production Daily and Masters of Engagement, two brands that are uniquely mine that I get the opportunity to play with in a sandbox, and I'm learning things about myself, like how much I love obvious audio edits and progressing quickly through content. Exploring different storytelling styles and creating different digital products. It's been a lot of fun. And I just encourage you to think about all of the many things that seek to influence your work and the opportunities that you're seeking out to create art that is unleashed, that represents your best creative work and what you can do as an individual. I think that exploring this art helps us understand what we're capable of and lets us see what those ideas look like when they're brought to fruition and they're not stopped at earlier stages. Creating art is an incredible opportunity, a great blessing, and it can also be a deeply personal exercise. And I encourage you to discover what your art looks like unleashed, to find the opportunity to do a passion project and make that art that represents you uniquely. I hope that you can bring more of yourself to all of your brainstorming sessions, that you can make an impact on the work that you do. And I want to thank you very much for joining me again on another episode of Video Production Daily.